choice of mine.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
Happy Halloween from WONY 90.9 FM Onia. Keep it locked.
I got it wrong.
We, as student leaders and members of student-run organizations, recognize the urgent need for community solidarity in the face of recent immigration raids, attacks on DEI initiatives, trans rights, and safe spaces on our campus and the world around us.
As students, we share feelings of fear, uncertainty, and vulnerability during these times. As our identities, histories, and families continue to be under attack, we have chosen to take action and refuse anticipatory obedience.
Our clubs and organizations stand united as safe havens for all students navigating these challenging times. We commit ourselves to utilizing our collective platforms to amplify this message, offer community support, and mobilize for a call to action. Together, we remain focused in our efforts to protect and uplift communities in need.
For more resources, feel free to contact the Student Association office or reach out to any of the clubs and organizations listed on our Instagram page.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to.
Interested in some winter fun? Happening on Wednesday, March 4th from 2 to 4 p.m. in the President's Garden, check out the Winter Carnival, which has winter-themed carnival games, delicious donut holes, hot cocoa, and even more events to explore. On Thursday, March 5th, Mask and Hammer presents the first showing of Stupid Effing Bird, happening in the Hamlin Theater at 7:30 p.m. More showings are also happening on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m.
On Saturday, March 7th, see the planetarium show Messengers of Time and Space from 10:30 to 11:15 or the Sky Tonight show from 11:30 to 12:15 in the Perna Science Planetarium Room 018A. Tickets available online. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Welcome back. Obscurities of Magna Chanel. My father just texted me. He said, did you play a band called Bass Victim? Yes, I did. I did play a band called Bass Victim. And they're incredible. Yeah, great band. I could play one. A lot of them curse, but let me see. I don't know. You don't probably won't like this song, but... let me see if what we could do. Yeah. I hope you're enjoying the show. Bass Victim. Great band. Incredible. Girl and a guy singer. Or a girl singer with a guy producer. Polish. They are incredible from Poland. They're touring the world right now. I think they just played New York last night, if I'm not mistaken. And I was very jealous because I couldn't go. So here we are. It's Forever Salty. Bass Victim for you.
Thank you.
playing you real hard. Like
there we go, Bass Victim for you. The one and only. Yeah. How you guys feeling? Feeling good? Feeling good. I had a great weekend. Did some synthesizer stuff. I'm going to play that again because I want to hear it. So, this one's for you. This is a new song. Never mind. Hope you're enjoying the show this evening. Not even sure what I have left, to be honest, in me or in this, you know, amalgamation of music that I'm going to play. Not too sure what to play right now, but it's okay. We're going to find out together. We will find out together. Yeah, like I said, had a great weekend. Did a bunch. Was in the studio, or really the house. It was great. My friend basically rented a hotel room, and we just set up like a studio in the hotel room. It was incredible, and we worked for a long time. Lots of fun. Yeah, Overcorrect. Check it out if you want. We're going to continue with that, and it's going to be fun. Yeah, that's all I got to say. I don't know. I don't really know what else to say. I'm not sure if I have anything else. Oh, I'm going to play some of that. Yeah. All right. Here you go. I'm going to torture you for, you know, a little bit as it goes. I'm going to listen to this. Thank you for listening. Keep it tuned in. Keep it locked. 90.9 FM. Gonna hit you with some Aphex Twin tonight.
ducks. Oh, no, I got you, didn't I? Everybody, they're all over in that section. My daughter, my youngest daughter, has always had a perfectionist tendency. Not a pressure, but later. You know, not only does it put pressure on you, but it's not that. She made a decision about 2 months ago. She called me and she said, I want to be accountable to you on time everywhere I go. To the soul. And I said, exactly what does that mean? And she said, every time that I'm late, I've already made my mind up. I've committed to God that I'm going to have to call my mother and tell her. And I want you to say whatever you want to say to me, counsel me. But she said, I am not going to do this to my family anymore. I am not going to do this to my family. And I want you to say whatever you want to say to me, counsel me. But she said, I am not going to do this to my family anymore. This is something that's not going to be in my life anymore. She had us over. Thank you.
Good evening. I just got a message from my cousin from Germany, Josef Treutner. He asked me to talk about music that I heard in Hungary when I was there. So, I could talk about that if you so please, Josef. Thank you for listening. So I in Hungary, the nightlife is interesting because a lot of the clubs have multiple rooms and they're very confusing. So it's like a maze. So I was staying on the Pest side of Buda because in Budapest, it's like Buda is one side of the river and Pest is the other side. So I was staying in the Pest side of Budapest. And I was right on the river. And I stayed sort of, I was near District 6. I would say I was in District 6. I actually can't tell. I'm trying to look at a map right now. It's hard to tell. Sorry. So where I was staying, there was a lot of different sort of clubs for nightlife and stuff. And I went into one in particular. And a friend of mine was telling me that there was this club, there's multiple rooms, like, I have to go, whatever. So I'm asking around to see, like, which club is this club that my friend was asking me to go to. And I met with people telling me which, like, I said, there's this club that has multiple rooms. People are like, you gotta be more specific than that. So I'm sitting there like, every club has multiple rooms? What is going on? That's crazy. Me being a little boy from, you know, America, I'm like, club, never heard of it, never go to the club in my life. Now you're telling me there's multiple rooms in the club? Hello. So I go to the one, the club was right across the street from where I was staying. Walk in, it's a nice little bar, you know, cool, fun vibe, bar music, you know, they're playing music. I'm like, this is fun, you know. Was to stay there for about like a minute. It was DJ playing. It was cool. I go to the bathroom, or where I think the bathroom is. I go to the bathroom and I go down the stairs. It's like a hallway. Walk down the hallway. All of a sudden, I'm in another room. DJ. That leads to another room with a DJ. That leads to a room with the upstairs with another DJ, which led to another room with the DJ. So there's about six or seven rooms. Of different types of music in this one building, which I thought was so incredible. Something I've never experienced before in my life. I've been to places where there's two rooms, but you have six rooms. Like, come on. Make your mind up on the music. You know what I mean? Like, all right. So when you ask about music in Hungary, and I don't necessarily think I experienced any sort of Hungarian music. I wish that I did. But I was supposed to meet up with a friend of my grandfather's, like my grandfather's guitarist's son, because he actually lives in Budapest, but unfortunately it fell through. So I didn't really get to necessarily like meet any musician in Hungary, which would have been a lot of fun. But, you know, I took what I can get. I took what I got. And, yeah. Funny thing about Hungary is when I went, my train broke down on the way to Kastai, which is the town my grandfather was from. So my train broke down, and I'm sitting there thinking I'm stranded in the middle of Hungary. Train's broken down. Don't know where I'm going. I'm following everyone. Like, people are getting on the next train. Like, everyone pretty much got onto the next train, which I thought was crazy. It's so hot. It's, like, middle of May. Boiling. And I'm just like, guess this is what's happening. Got there so late. Came back so late. That's what it was. I was backpacking. I was just telling my friend about this last night. I was backpacking, you know, for a while. It was pretty ridiculous. So, that was the case. That twas the case. Yeah, thank you again for listening. I'm a bit tired today, so I'm just playing some music, you know. Not as involved as I usually get. I usually have people training, so it's more interesting from my end. You know, I'm sitting here just like trying to figure out what to play for you guys. But usually people are in here stimulating. You know, it's more stimulating than just me sitting in the dark listening to some sad music. So here we go. I'm going to play an orchestral arrangement of this piece that I really like by this artist that I was just playing a minute ago. Miss you, Joseph, if you're listening. Sending love to Germany. You know, I have an audience, too, and they love you. Just saying. I don't know if you could hear it. Hold on. Yeah, it's just a few people, you know, that listen to my show that they are fans, you know. It's just a few people. Just a couple people. They think you're so funny, too. But they love you overall, you know. They love you overall. Very amazing. It's miraculous, you know. All right, here we go. This is an orchestral arrangement of the song 4 by Aphex Twin. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
might not be what you were thinking, Yosef, but I just remembered, if you're still listening, hopefully, this might not be what you're asking for, but this song that I'm about to play was a huge, huge part of my Hungary trip, to be honest. I was listening to this song every single day of my Hungary trip when I was there, and I was just walking around the streets, like, listening to this song on repeat, if you will. So if you ask about my musical experiences in Hungary, this is one of them. Not Hungarian at all, but for the sake of the context of the thing, it's Hop On by The Help.
When you're not here.
Thank you for listening. Sorry if it was too much.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm going to play some Car Seat Headrest. Because I'm selfish on my show. And I play what only I want to hear. So that's what it's going to be. It's going to be what I want to hear. Because I don't care. You know? I just, it's like I'm done. It's over for you. It's over for you. You nervous young and humans. Nervous young and humans. Here we go. Hello. I'm back. I got Andrew Trebelcock on after me. So tune in. Stay tuned. Whatever I want. It's a reference to a Death Grips song. He's a cool guy. Likes Aphex Twin. If you're in the mood, you should be. You know? Yeah, I think I'm going to play one more song and then call it a night. I got some homework to attend to. So I'm going to finish it off with some of, I don't even know. I'm thinking this. It's a little departure from what I've been playing, but everything is, I feel like. I hope you guys are having a great Sunday night. Yeah. If you're listening, I hope you're happy. I hope you're healthy. We heard my band song a minute ago. We heard Nervous Young and Humans by Car Seat Headrest. What else am I thinking right now? Jeez. It's been a long week. It's been a freaking long week, and I'm ready to graduate, to be honest. And it's going to be an even longer next month. TBH. Yeah, I'm not excited. I'm not excited. I'm so excited to graduate, though, on the other hand. I just, like, I'm completely exhausted. School, taking 22 credits this semester, folks. 22 credits. I wish I had a crowd emoji. 22 credits. Think about that. It's crazy. I can't believe it. Literally can't even fathom doing what I'm doing. And I'm doing it. So, there we go. What was I going to listen to? You know what I really enjoyed? The Baby Shambles. So there's a band that I played before called the Libertines. And the Libertines were this band from the UK in the early 2000s, like around the Strokes era, like 2001, whatever. So they had their fame. And then their band completely fell apart because their singer was a heroin addict. And then he immediately started another band called Baby Shambles. And this guy was, you know, dating Kate Moss at the time. You know, like, he was a real prominent public figure. So, you know, the music's good music. Like, he was a prominent in pop culture, like a little bit, you know, not really. Then he went to, like, prison, you know, just doing heroin all the time. Crazy. But I really enjoyed their music. I played it, like, about an hour ago. The Libertines. I'm going to close out with a cover of Not in Love by... Hold on. Finish out with a cover of Not in Love by Platinum Blonde by the band Crystal Castles. Because I really like this song. I've been listening to this album since I was... for a year now, to be honest. I've been just, like, having this album kind of on repeat. It's been inspiring me a lot. So I'm going to keep it going. This is Not in Love, and I think I'm going to probably wish you farewell after this song plays. So enjoy Not in Love by Crystal Castles. Here we go. Thank you so much for listening. Obscurities of Magnus Chanel. I'm going to call it tonight. I want you to have a blessed evening, a good week. I got to do some homework. There you go. Obscurities of Magnus Chanel. Stay tuned. Keep it locked. 90.9 FM. Andrew Trebalcock is after me. Fellow Aphex Twin enjoyer. I hope you enjoy. Please have a blessed evening.
Thank you. What's up, everyone? It's time to answer today's 10-second question. All right, you ready? Here we go. What radio station are you listening to? Time's almost up. 3, 2, 1. The correct answer is WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. Don't forget to keep it locked.
I'm pregnant. I'm supposed to be happy.